joined right now by wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He is a two-time Pro Bowler, coming off an unbelievable season. 111 receptions, 1,386 yards, 13 touchdowns, third straight season of double-digit touchdowns, played his college ball at Fresno State. He was the 53rd pick overall in 2014. The Packers open up against Chicago September 5th. That is a night game, 8:20 p.m. Eastern. Davante Adams is my guest. Davante, good to have you back. How are you?
Good, man. Good to be here. I appreciate you having me.
It's good to have you back, and I appreciate you doing it. All right, so you've been going through OTAs this week. Why don't we start right there? A big part of that's been working on the new offense with the new head coach, Matt LaFleur. How has that experience been so far?
It's been great, man. It's been great. It's kind of like being a rookie again for us. Obviously, we used to kind of being a little bit more comfortable in the offense that we're familiar with, so to be and a new, completely new system with a new guy leading it. He's got a totally different way of the way he leads too. So we all kind of getting to know each other and figure this thing out together. It's been real fun.
All right, so there's some good stuff in there. I know it's early, but how would you describe the offense, and how is the offense compared to ones that you've played in previous years?
It's an electrifying offense. A lot of big play potential. You see a lot of, just based off of the offenses that he's been a part of before. Whether they had top-tier talent or otherwise, you've seen them be able to make plays all over the field. And obviously with the guys that we have, the quarterback we have, the running backs we have, and, just all around, tight ends, we got some special players. So to be in a system where now we're exposed to a lot of different things where we can get the ball in space, not saying it's nothing that we haven't done before, but I see a lot of potential of that, in these coming years.
Davante Adams joining us. You mentioned that LaFleur's leadership style is a little bit different than what you've been accustomed to. What's he like as a leader? How is it different?
It's his first year, so I can't tell if it's just a beginning thing, trying to get everybody familiar with what we got going and buying into his scheme and the way he does things. But really, really hands-on. I mean, he's at everything. He's always moving around. I see him pretty much, I feel like, 90% of the day. So he's all over the place. And real energetic, and he's real open too. It's really easy to work with him when he's open and hearing what the vets have to say, even the young guys. That he lets everybody chime in and let them know what they're comfortable with. And I feel like that's the best thing the best thing for offense is being able to be open and communicate, let each other know how we feel about any given thing. So we've got to continue that.
Green Bay Packers wide receiver Davante Adams joining us. You mentioned the young guys. Now, you've got a number of young, talented receivers around you, and both you and the coaches are looking for you to lead them. How much do you enjoy that role, and how do you go about approaching it?
I love it. I love it. I think it's great. Over the past few years, my leadership role has expanded a lot more, so it's something that I've kind of prepped for in these past few years. So, I love any chance. Even when I was a rookie, having guys like Jordy and Randall in front of me, they always invited me to be a leader and, speak up and share different things, because obviously each of us have a different specific skill set that the other may not have. So it's always something that we can do to make each other better. And, like I said, having those veterans in front of me, it taught me the way to be able to come in and teach these young guys how to do it now.
Davante, LaFleur had a great quote about you. He said this, quote, "He sets the tone for the group, and his energy spills over to everybody on the offensive side of the ball. He's got a mentality to him, and I love it. He's a dog. He's a fighter. He elevates the play of everybody around him," end quote. Like, where does that come from? Were you always like that? Did you work your way into that dog mentality? Where did that come from?
No, I mean, that's just something that comes from within. I feel like you can, there's a lot of things you can force in life, but I feel like that dog is one of those things that you can't really force. You can fake it and make it look a certain way, but at some point, people can kind of tell it's a facade. So, for him to speak on that, it means a lot to me, but I think it says something, the fact that I take my job very seriously, and, I'm real passionate about what I do. So anytime I go out there and I don't do anything exactly or do something exactly how I wanted it to look, I'm gonna feel a certain way about that, and I'm a perfectionist, so anytime it doesn't pan out exactly how I want it, you can tell, not necessarily in a negative way, but I'm always gonna go back and I ask questions, and I want to know everything about what's going on. So he sees my passion on the field, whether it's talking to smack to the DBs and practice and messing around just to create a little competitive nature, or if it's in the games or whatever he's seen on film. So yeah, that's just my job, and that's just the way that I've been my whole life. So I just kind of pull that from within.
Green Bay wide receiver Devontae Adams joining us. Now, a while back you said that you attack every offseason viciously. That was the quote, viciously. I love the description. What is your approach when it comes to the offseason, and what does that look like? How did you go about attacking this past one viciously?
Well, I mean, generally what people underestimate is the rest that you need. So coming up the season, these past two seasons have been a little harder. You know, I feel like it's a good thing to have a complaining about having to go to the Pro Bowl, but going to the Pro Bowl, I don't get the rest that I need right out the beginning. So I'm still training right after the season and making sure I'm good to be able to go there, so I'm not feeling some type of way performing in front of all those guys. So after the Pro Bowl is over, usually I take a little bit of time off and just, you know, I'm still moving around and doing different things, but I'm not hitting the weights quite as hard, and I'm not you know, I'm not out there training for the combine, you know, just for Instagram videos. I take what I do seriously. I'm doing a lot of treatment at that point, making sure my body feels good after the season. You know, obviously that everybody talks about how long that season is. So, you know, I'm doing everything I can to make sure when I do hit it hard, and about maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks later of just, you know, relaxing more so that my body's ready to do it. I don't want to have anything linger from the season before. And, you know, obviously my craft and route running, I take that real serious. So I travel around. I've got a wideout coach by the name of Keith Williams, who I've been working with ever since I first went to Fresno State. So I go to Nebraska, you know, whatever it is. If I got to go to Nebraska, I got to go to New Orleans to go train with him. I'm doing whatever it is that I got to do. So, you know, I just think that it's something that young wideouts in college or in the pros need to take serious is their craft. Not necessarily about doing certain workouts just for the look, making sure you're doing whatever's going to benefit you on the field.
Devontae Adams joining us. I mean, your approach is pretty serious, and it's pretty evident. You and I have talked in the past that when you were coming up, you may have been a little under the radar, but now you're a two-time Pro Bowler. You're putting up huge numbers. You're a leader on a premium franchise. Does it feel to you like everybody now understands how good you are, or do you still approach it like you're a little bit under the radar?
No, I definitely approach it like I'm under the radar. I feel like this, you know, people have their moments when they bring it up, and it kind of just depends. I feel like with me, it's more so whatever I did that week. They, you know, they say that I'm one of the best receivers in the league or the best receiver or whatever. And then, you know, if you have a down week, but it needs to be to the point where everybody just understands. So all I can do is just continue to work. And I mean, like I said, it's just proven. The proof is in the pudding. So, you know, stack years of doing what I've been doing these past few years, and just be consistent, man, and that's all it's going to take.
Got a great quarterback, obviously, in Aaron Rodgers, slinging it around. Is there something maybe you know about him now that you didn't know about him when you first got into the NFL?
I mean, there's a lot of things. It's tough to pinpoint one, but, yeah, I mean, that's a tough question, honestly. I think that there's things that maybe I learned a little bit more as we went along, but, I mean, he's a closed book as far as, you know, the details of his life and things like that you continue to learn as you build that bond with him and things like that. But on the field, I try to learn him as much as I could. I talked to him on my draft day, so I wanted to figure out this guy who, you know, this potential, or not potential, proven Hall of Famer. I wanted to figure out as much as I can out the gate. So, you know, there wasn't any surprises, and we could get on the same page as quick as possible. So he's been always real open and receptive to me. So I feel like, you know, there's things that you continue to learn about a person as you get to know him a little bit better. But for the most part, he put a lot out there for me.
Devontae Adams joining us for a few more moments. You mentioned Instagram. Did I see on Instagram that you hit up the Kentucky Derby? How did that go?
Yeah, that was good. That was another thing that I did with 12. He invited me the past couple of years, but I had a deal with Pepsi that I've had to do that same weekend for the past few years. So I wasn't able to go, but this year we were able to make it happen. It was a good experience, man. Didn't win a single bet the whole time, so not one race did I do win any money on. I didn't lose too much because I just kind of stuck my toes in there. I wasn't really comfortable with blowing a bunch of money out there when I didn't exactly know how to bet yet. But, I mean, it was a good experience. It was just fun being out there with those guys. Aaron's the type of guy, he likes to be there for the first race and through the last, so it was a long day. But other than that, we had a real good time.
It is a long day. It's a long day at the track. When you have like 30 minutes between races and you get there for the first and you stay for the last,
exactly.
That would be a really long day. Listen, before you go, a few months back.
Yeah, I didn't know all that either. I thought it was back to back to back. I didn't know that they take that much time in between, man. It kind of threw me off a little bit.
No, it does. It does. And the races are so short. You got to pace yourself. That's a long, long day. So if you come out too quickly and you drink too much too quickly and you start losing money, it could really go sideways on you. It sounds to me like you handled that really well. So a few months back, there was talk about whether or not Kansas City would allow Patrick Mahomes to play basketball in the offseason. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I mean, you understand, I guess. You got to understand their side of it. That's their franchise player. I'm sure if it was that, the practice squad left tackle, they wouldn't be worried about it quite as much. But being who he is, you got to understand. But, I mean, you got to let guys do what they do in off season. I mean, they take motorcycles and stuff like that away from us. But to be able to, I mean, it's good cardio. And I love playing basketball. So it's another thing. That's another thing me and Matt have talked about, too. He's not a big fan of guys playing basketball in off season. But he knows that's my first love right there. I didn't play football until my junior year in high school. So I was always basketball. So earlier in my career, any chance I got, I was out there playing some pickup, messing around, and being safe, obviously. But I use that as a good source of cardio. I feel like if you're in good basketball shape, you're going to be in great football shape. So, I definitely understand where they're coming from, but you got to let the guy live, especially when you got moves like that, because I didn't know Pat could play basketball the way he could.
He's got some athletic skills, doesn't he? Devontae, really quickly, I got about a minute. Thursday means we're 2 days off from the Green and Gold charity softball game Saturday. How much are you looking forward to that?
Man, I'm looking forward to it a lot. Every year I've been, and it's been a lot of fun, man. Obviously, since it's been dating back about 20 years now, I think Donald Driver hosted it before, then Jordy, then now myself. And last year, Clay helped me out with it. This year, Blake Martinez. It's a great way to give back, and hoping to see a lot of fans out there. We get a chance to interact, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Dude, you have had an amazing run. I mean, not only are you one of the leaders among the young receivers, you are now a leader of the Green Bay Packers. You are a preeminent player and a leader of a great franchise. Really nice to have you back on the show. Appreciate the conversation. Let's make sure we do it again soon.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Devontae, a lot. He just said it. I didn't play football until my junior year in high school, and he is one of the best receivers in the NFL.